Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
At the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Lynn Marzulli, who's going to be talking about his book, A Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And you really can't understand what's going on today unless you understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. I mean, how could anybody, any one individual, be able to coordinate so many organizations? And there are a multitude of organizations, the Club of Rome, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Masons, the Communist Movement, the Socialist Movement, the Great Tax Exempt Foundations, the Rosicrucian Movement, the Theosophical Movement, the Family. We can go down the line to Opus Dei. We can go down into the New Age Movement. How could anybody be able to coordinate all of these? And, of course, no individual could. It can only be done by powerful spiritual forces. And fortunately, on the other side, the people, of course, who work within this other realm, within the spiritual realm, are so egotistical that they write articles, they put out pamphlets, they publish books, they publish magazines that tell you exactly what they're doing. And their ultimate goal, the New World Order, the destruction of Christianity, and of course, the Christian foundation of this nation, the establishment of a new religion that will worship their God, because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they do worship a different God. And today, of course, we see the full-scale manifestation of the Gnostic religion, this age-old heresy that, of course, is an outgrowth of the Kabbalah and then of the religions of ancient Egypt and of ancient Assyria, of ancient Babylon. It's all coming to a fruition today. We live in an exciting time. And believe me, people are waiting for times to get better, for the economic contraction, recession to get over. It's not going to get over. We live in a different world. The world has changed, and we're never going back to the way it was, and you're going to have to begin to face that. And America, as we know it, has changed forever. Unless there's a revival and people turn back to God, I see very little hope for an alteration of the course we're on, that downward spiral to the destruction of our great civilization, as has happened to every great empire in the past, that has turned to a fiat money system. Well, let's get to Lynn Marzulli, and it's sort of his observation of what's going on. Lynn is an ordained minister and author, and certainly a very astute observer of what's going on in the world today. Good morning, Lynn. How are you doing?
Great, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me back on the show. Pleasure to be here.
Well, what are your thoughts on what's going on today? Any thoughts on what I was saying? Any thoughts about what's happening to our economy? Any thoughts about the manifestation, the supernatural manifestations that are occurring, I think, with increasing frequency throughout the world?
I definitely concur. There's no doubt about it. There's a website that I have linked to on my blog, which is lamarzulli.wordpress.com. I do a daily blog now 5 days a week. And what's interesting is the website shows the amount of UFOs from actually the 1400s up to the present day. And what you see is 300 or 400 years ago, there's basically one sighting a year, and sometimes they would skip several years without any sighting at all. And then in the 50s, again, single digits, moving into the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and it's pretty much single digits. Every now and then it bops into, you know, the low 20s or the 30s or something per year. And then all of a sudden you hit the 90s, and it starts to take off. Instead of by the year, it's by the month. And what you see is strong strong double digits, high double digits, then moving into the triple digits, and now what you see in 2007 and 2008 is a burgeoning of UFO sightings to the point where we're looking at over 400 per month. So, you know, if you just plot that on a graph, you can see that it's starting, let's say, from one a year, all of a sudden you're up to like over 400 a month of UFO sightings around the world. So, in my opinion, things are ramping up, and it's interesting. It's like it's a lot of Christians look at you know, and kind of wonder how the end times are going to come about or how the Antichrist is going to manifest, and yet they will not look at what is literally manifesting on the planet. And it's one of the reasons why I wrote Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. The last leg of the book, The Supernatural, discusses what is manifesting on the planet. And it was great, it's happening more and more and more. As I just cited, it's a burgeoning manifestation of what I believe is the demonic. I also believe, and tie this into Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, that I think the revealing of the so-called extraterrestrial presence will be so overwhelming to most people that they literally will believe a lie. In the Jesus' own words, he says that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. And I think when you look at that statement, which is certainly a very sobering statement, to say the least, that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. Men fading from fear of what is coming on the earth. Same, take it from St. Matthew 24, all of it discourse. So what is manifesting in disguise? And the last time I was on the show, Dr. Stan, we talked about the Stevensville UFO flap. And for your listeners who didn't catch that show, just a real thumbnail, quick thumbnail sketch of that, that this huge, literally a mothership, as Dr. Stan Friedman has called it, was between a mile and a half and 3 miles in diameter. This thing was huge. It was seen by multiple witnesses. The History Channel actually went down and was able to triangulate it, and also was able to ascertain that at the time of the sighting, there were no military maneuvers by the Air Force in that space, no helicopters, no private planes. So these witnesses that came on the record, they had three different witnesses from three different parts of the town in and around Stevensville, and that's how they were able to triangulate where the craft was and ascertain that, indeed, there was no other aircraft. And the man that I spoke to, Ricky Searle, saw this thing up close and personal, and he said when he looked, it appeared like directly over his head. He was out hunting in the woods. He got caught in some briars. As he began to work himself free from the briars, he looked up, and there was this huge, unbelievable spacecraft. And he looked in all directions and could not see the edge of the thing. So this thing was mammoth, and he watched it as it slowly passed over his head without a sound, then kind of tilted at a 45-degree angle and shot away. But he's certainly not the only person who's seeing these things. He's just one of many. And, of course, what I believe is that things are ramping up to a full so-called extraterrestrial disclosure, which is the coming great deception.
And we'll be back in just a moment here with Marzulli as we talk about Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, if you stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and it's amazing how the mass media is always trying to convince us that, oh, if UFOs are real, they're aliens, these aliens from outer space. And that was the basic theme of a very interesting television series called The X-Files, Mulder and Scully. But it was the aliens. And, of course, the idea that these are real, but they're demonic manifestations, we're not supposed to think about that. Our ministers don't think about it. And if the Christian ministers don't understand what's going on, then who is going to tell the people that we are witnessing a supernatural manifestations from another dimension? And I think that so many of the people, I know Jacques Vallée, who is certainly one of the leading analysts of UFOs, finally came to the conclusion these were metaphysical manifestations. Certainly, I have a book called Beyond Top Secret, and it was written by the former head of the Air Marshal of the British Empire of Great Britain. And he said, you know, if we had, or anybody in the world had, of these UFOs, this technology, I would have known about it. And so he came to the same conclusion. These are metaphysical, but of course, it's much more convenient to try to get people to believe that they're aliens and, oh my goodness, we got to be worried about those aliens, rather than understanding a demonic manifestation from the other dimension foreshadowing the coming difficult times that are prophesied in the scriptures. Go ahead, Len.
You know, it's interesting that many Bible prophecy commentators take a look at the one world religious system and they say that they tell you what it's going to be, that the Antichrist will somehow be able to establish this one world religious system as well as a one world government. But they never really, you know, it kind of begs the question, okay, that's interesting, but how the heck are you going to do it at gunpoint? And when a person takes a look at the fact that there are 1.2 billion Muslims who are in some cases very violent about their faith and 1.7 billion Christians who adhere to their faith tenaciously throughout the world, how the heck are you going to get people to change their worldview, to somehow shift their paradigm? And what I believe that this was going to happen is when the so-called extraterrestrial presence actually reveals themselves. And when a person sees a 2 or 3 mile wide craft hovering over the city, and if they have holographic film, let's say, and I think that they will, they'll have film of which will appear like Moses parting the Red Sea, perhaps Jesus walking on the water. They'll have film of this stuff, and what they'll say, the lie will be this, that we established all the world's religions on this planet to try to further mankind and kind of push them along, and we realize now that it's not working, and instead we kind of messed up, and so we're here to show you who God really is. There's a Swiss ufologist, his name is a contactee, actually, alleged contactee, his name is Edgar Billy Meyer, and he talks about just this thing with this so-called Pleiadian cosmonaut by the name of Semyazi. And of course, what's interesting about this, and I uncover this and talk about this in great length in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, but what's interesting is Semyazi is the same name that's used of the lead fallen angel found in the Book of Enoch. In other words, when the Genesis 6 account happens and these fallen angels descend on Mount Hermon and begin to take wives, just like the Genesis 6 account tells us, and go into them, and the offspring is the Nephilim, which is a result of the flood. And I realize that's a that's a lot there in that sentence for someone who's never traveled in this. It can become mind, you know, kind of overwhelming. But nonetheless, that same name, Semyazi, which is found in the Book of Enoch, is now somehow found and actually manifesting itself to Billy Meier thousands and thousands of years later. So in my opinion, what we're looking at here is an extraterrestrial, not an extraterrestrial being, but an interdimensional being, i.e. a fallen angel. And what the message of Semyazi is that God is a force. God is a force. God is through everything. And in fact, we too can be our little gods. It's the same old lie that's been perpetrated by the enemy's camp. But the problem is, when you dress it up with some sort of a overwhelming eye candy, like a 3-mile-wide UFO with the lights going on, and Ricky Searles, going back to Stephenville, Texas, who has seen this thing at night, he's seen it several times, and when he saw the UFO at night and the lights kicked on, he said it was absolutely the most overwhelming thing he's ever seen. I mean, it's just mind-numbing to see this kind of technology up in the sky, something this big. It's overwhelming. It can change a person's worldview unless that person has a very close walk with the Lord and understands what he's looking at. And what's interesting, you know, Dr. Stan, you talked about the pastors. I have desperately tried to get into churches and talk about politics, prophecy, and the supernatural, and the idea that the current political landscape is in direct correlation to supernatural events that happened in some cases millennia ago. And basically the doors are closed, and the only I spend, you know, 3 or 4 hours a week on different radio programs. Thank God for your radio program, because that's just how the word is getting out. But I'm not invited to the churches. It's kind of interesting. They just close the door, won't discuss it, and most pastors just shy away from it.
Well, I think there's almost a fear, you know, first of all, that their parishioners won't accept this sort of thing. And then the fear that this might really be a reality, that these things are going on. It doesn't fit into their worldview. I mean, it's much easier to believe in aliens than to believe in demonic beings that, you know, are running around in spacecraft. But when you analyze the actions of these spacecraft, you know, going 5,000 miles an hour and making an abrupt right turn, of course, you can't do that because it violates the laws of physics. And there are laws that certainly can't be violated unless, of course, it is happening, a manifestation of the other dimension, the spiritual dimension. And in that dimension, people can materialize out of nothing and simply dematerialize in a similar manner. And if people sort of scoff at that idea, then how do you explain the Bible describes? Shortly after Jesus was crucified, all the disciples are huddled in a room, frightened that the Romans will be coming after them. The doors are locked, and suddenly Jesus materializes. And there are other manifestations of this sort of thing. There is a supernatural element. I mean, how could Jesus walk on the water? How could Jesus command the storms to stop? How could Jesus bring people back from the dead who were dead? Mm. How could he be resurrected? And if we believe in the scriptures, we have to believe in the supernatural element of this.
You know, I do a monthly newsletter, Dr. Stan, and I had the person who came on the record this month is Dr. David Jacobs, and he's a professor of history at Temple University in Philadelphia, but he's also traveled in the abduction phenomena for decades, about close to 40 years now. He's been interviewing and regressing so-called people who have been abducted by aliens. And what's interesting about this, I asked him very poignant questions, and he pulled no punches. He's a secularist, more of a humanist, I guess, than anything. So he really doesn't believe in the supernatural like we do. And what's interesting is he talks about the fact that these abductees come from all walks of life, different strata economically, you know, white collar, blue collar, educated, uneducated, and they all have the same story, that they're taken usually at night. They wake up to in some sort of a state of paralysis, but they are awake, and they look over, and there are 4 or 5 or 6 little gray alien beings, which now have become enculturated, and we see them in commercials. They pop up in movies. I mean, they're everywhere. The little grays with the big black slanted eyes. They find themselves being levitated through the air, going through walls or plate glass windows, with these so-called little gray beings, and then they find themselves in the ship, and they're on a metal table where, if they're women, gynecological examinations begin to take place, which are oftentimes very painful, and if they're men, sperm samples are taken. So there's a breeding program that's going on. Dr. Jacobs has reviewed this and put it together, and his basic conclusion to this is that they're creating this hybrid race. And what's interesting about this is Dr. I.D.E. Thomas in 1976, with his book The Omega Conspiracy, talks about this very thing, talks about the idea that and links the current abduction phenomena back to the nonsense that happened in Genesis 6, which I spoke about right before the break. In other words, the fact that fallen angels coming to Earth, which is talked about in Genesis 6 and also Numbers 13 later, when we see that the sons of God, the fallen angels, find the daughters of men that they are fair, go into them, have sex with them, have sexual union with them, and the offspring, of course, is the Nephilim, or the Nephilim, which results in the flood. And this is this abduction phenomenon that's happening today is mirroring what happened in Genesis 6 thousands and thousands of years ago. So it's the same nonsense. They are creating some sort of a hybrid race. And apparently, according to Dr. Jacobs, they've reached a point now where it's almost impossible to tell, you know, these hybrids from just normal-looking humans, which is scary.
Actually, would he be available for an interview, do you think?
Sure, and I will... I'll shoot you an email with his contact.
Email him, and I would love to get him on.
Yeah.
He is not going to be looking at it from our point of view, but he certainly has the facts, and there are certain things you can't change. There is something there. There certainly are these supernatural manifestations, and, of course, I think what's so fascinating is that we are living at this time of history when these things are becoming very commonplace. And, of course, we see how the media tries to misdirect us, you know, away from the realization that there is another dimension. There is a supernatural dimension,
mm-hmm.
and there are beings from those supernatural dimensions who are increasingly coming in contact with men. And we have to ask ourselves, why now? Well, of course, the reason for it is because there's never been a time in all recorded history when we can have a cashless society, which is prophesied, and I think it's in Revelation 13, where you'll neither buy nor sell unless you have the mark of the beast to be known by the number of his name. And there's never been a time when the Israeli people have returned to the Holy Land, and people say, well, my goodness, that was the Rothschilds that did it, or that was the Zionists that did it. It had nothing to do with God, and of course it had to do with God. So that God can use wicked and evil people for his purpose, and all of the things that are prophesied, so many of them really are coming to pass in the times in which we live. And this is remarkable. Most people certainly can't understand what, really, if you stop and think about it, what are we doing over in the Middle East? I mean, we went into Afghanistan supposedly to catch Osama bin Laden, then we didn't try to catch him, we let him go. And then, of course, we went into Iraq because there were weapons of mass destruction, and then there weren't any weapons of mass destruction. But we went in to get rid of Saddam Hussein. Well, we got rid of Saddam Hussein. Why are we still there? Oh, we got to have victory. Why would you have victory if you only went in to get Saddam Hussein? And people don't understand that there is a supernatural reason we're there, and this is, I believe, in preparation for a great and terrible war that's coming. And all of these things are prophesied. But the average American can't connect what's going on in everyday life with the prophecies and God's plan for these days. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, let me address the UFO thing once before I move into the Middle Eastern, the coming war of Ezekiel 38 and 39, which is certainly looming on the forefront here. But Larry King last week, over the weekend, had a panel of four people, all Air Force or retired Air Force people, some of them high-ranking. What was interesting is they came on the record at Larry King talking about during the Cold War that UFOs would buzz the nuclear facilities. In other words, in the Midwest and in different parts of the country, they have underground silos where these intercontinental ballistic missiles were housed. These missiles were always at the ready. In other words, the green lights were on the board. As they were being monitored, always ready for launch status. And that doesn't mean that they're, you know, they're like the fuel is leaking out of the rocket. That's not what I'm talking about. But they're ready to launch. They could be launched within a minute's time if they were told. That's why the green lights are on the board. And the UFO, apparently, and this happened several, not only one time, but it happened not only to our government, but to other governments on multiple occasions. UFOs would come in over the restricted airspace, by the way, so much for that, acting with impunity, and fly over the airspace, and all of a sudden, 10 of these silos would go offline, red lights would come up. And one of the gentlemen on there who was a technician said that, I'll pick it up at the end of the break then.
All right, I will be back in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli right here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic RX magnets for a circulation, and aid in the healing of the Broncos. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
DNA Spiral. SpiralOfLife.com, www.SpiralOfLife.com, and I post a daily blog now, which you can link from the blog to the website. You can buy books, hit the newsletter. It's just a wealth of information, and I blog 5 days a week. And you can get the newsletter from that. You can buy books from that. You can go to the Spiral of Life site from that site, and that is lamarzulli.wordpress.com, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, and check out the daily blog. If you not have a computer and you can't get online, you can always order the book by calling 310-457-5564. That's 310-457-5564.
Very good. And first, if anybody out there in the listening audience would like to call in, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But this is such an important subject, and tragically, it is not being properly addressed. I mean, you have the Art Bell, George Norrie group, and they're doing a great job of getting information out, but they're giving people the wrong understanding. And unless you understand that this has to do certainly not with aliens coming in from outer space, or, you know, the aliens are planning to take over the planet, it has to do with what it talks about in the Bible, the supernatural forces that are at work moving us towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. And once you understand that, it really makes all the difference in the world. And really, of course, there are a number of scientists who have actually studied the abduction, phenomenon, and all the people who are abducted tell the same story. Mm-hmm. Why would they all tell the same story? Because I think they've had this similar experience. I've actually, just as Lynn has talked to people, this gentleman who saw this massive spaceship down in, in Texas. So one of my doctor friends that actually admitted to me, he'd seen one of these spaceships, but he didn't want to tell people because they couldn't believe it. My wife had seen one. Now, I'll have to admit, I've never seen a spaceship, but my wife saw one when she was a young girl. She and her father watched it as it hovered over a lake up in Canada there for an hour. And then, of course, a little satellite ships came out of the belly of the ship, and then it zoomed off someplace. Mm. But people don't want to talk about it. Why? Because the average individual will think that they're crazy. And yet there are so many reports of this, and certainly from the military. We know the military investigated this for a long period of time, and then, of course, did everything they could to deny it existed, which only convinced people all the more that it existed. The louder they protested, it didn't exist, because you knew they were lying. But the real secret, of course, is this is not aliens from another planet, but, of course, beings from another dimension. Well, go ahead, Lynn. Certainly, as you mentioned, that you really don't get much support from the ministers. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think most pastors are afraid of it, and I mean, I understand why. It's so fringe. I remember when I first I'm also the author of the Nephilim trilogy, as you know, and when I first got into that, which is way back in 1990, 91 and 92, when I really first started looking at the research, and I actually drove out to Area 51 and attended a lot of different UFO conferences and gathered a wealth of information. And that was, of course, the primer for that for me was Dr. Thomas, IDE Thomas's book, The Omega Conspiracy. But you couldn't mention it in church circles. I mean, if you talked about, well, I'm kind of investigating this UFO thing, people would look at you like you were absolutely out of your mind. And this is well before the X-Files came out. It was obviously after Close Encounters of the Third Kind, but before the X-Files, before Independence Day, before the movie Taken, it was after E.T. So there was the ground was softened a little bit, but the X-Files and Independence Day were two media, movies and television shows, respectfully, which really opened the door to it, and at least people began to dialogue about it on some level. Getting back to Larry King, which is amazing about that, is that at least Larry King now has several times is beginning to have some sort of a forum where people can come on and discuss this. And right before the break, I was talking about this technician who said that when these missiles in the silos, these intercontinental ballistic missiles, always have the green lights, every now and then one of them would go offline. And in a rare instance, two would go offline, but never, absolutely never, 10 of these things at the same time. If you go to my blog, if you have a computer and internet access, there's a link to the Larry King interview. And what's startling about that is one of these Air Force guys is also a photographer, and that's what his job was in the Air Force. He was taking film of some of these rockets that were coming off Vandenberg, and they were testing these intercontinental ballistic missiles, which, by the way, went about 8,000 miles an hour. So these things are real fast birds. And as they were shooting this one particular, or photographing, I should say, this one particular test, what was interesting is, and they actually show the footage on Larry King, which is just unbelievable. You see the missile, and it's flying horizontally from left to right on the screen, and it's kind of up close. And then all of a sudden you see this disc-shaped UFO object just dart into the screen. And remember, the missile's traveling 8,000 miles an hour. And the UFO is so superior in flight that it makes the missile look like it's standing still. As the UFO darts up into the front of it, fires a beam of light at the nose cone, darts to the side, fires another beam of light at the nose cone, and then jumps right out of the film. It's startling. And that was shown on Larry King. So it's, you know, these four guys are from the Air Force. They're all obviously retired now. But they also, point blank on the Larry King show, talked about a government cover-up concerning the UFO phenomenon. They didn't get into the abduction phenomenon, but they said very specifically that the government, not only our government, but other governments, have covered this thing up for decades and perpetrated fraudulent stories to mislead the public. So, you know, it's happening. It's starting to come out of the bag. Getting back to the Middle East, like you talked about, see, I think that these things are related. Because this is supernatural, at some point in time, and the enemy, Satan, is just waiting for the right moment to kind of spring it on us. What better time to spring it on the world is after the coming Ezekiel 38-39 war, or the fulfillment of Isaiah 17, or perhaps both. Let me elaborate here. That there's one passage in Scripture, Isaiah 17, which specifically talks about the destruction of Damascus. That has never happened. Damascus has never been, quote, a ruinous heap, never to be inhabited again. It is one of the oldest cities on the planet that has been continually inhabited by human beings. That is not open to debate. It's just a historical fact. What's interesting is Damascus is in Syria, and just fairly recently, within the last 6 months, Israel flew a sortie into Syria and wiped out, which we now know was a very nascent nuclear program by the Syrians. And they also, the Israelis, saber-rattled back in a very sobering statement. And I'll cut off there because there's the music.
We'll be back in just a moment. Our number, 970-689-8255, right here. American Vision Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier
I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. Lynn, you pick up the story there.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Getting back to the whole Syria debacle with Israel when Israel flew the sortie, and shortly after that, Israel got wind that Syria was attempting to get and procure chemical weapons, and Israel threatened them with a very intense statement, basically saying that if you use chemical weapons, in other words, if the Syrians use chemical weapons against Israel, Israel will annihilate Syria, which means, in my opinion, Damascus. Are we looking at the prophecy of Isaiah 17 being fulfilled? Are we in that window of time when we see this prophecy fulfilled? There's another interesting article which came across my desk, which dovetails into this. It's from the Bible Codes, from this man called Pastor Harry. Now, here's my caveat. I don't necessarily adhere to what the Bible Codes claim that they are. I find it interesting, this new prophecy that he's come out with, I find very interesting. And he says in the 9th of Av, which is the 9th of August, coming up shortly this year, he talks about some sort of a war happening with Israel and Damascus, literally, in which Damascus uses chemical weapons against Israel, and Israel does retaliate with a nuclear bomb and completely, utterly destroys Damascus. So this is all food for thought. This, of course, ties into biblical prophecy. I find it just very sobering. And what we see, to shore this up a little bit, there are several posts that came out yesterday which I downloaded, and without digging them up and reading them, because I know we don't have time for that, trust me when I say that apparently, according to this particular article that I read, that Hezbollah, which is now entrenched in the southern part of Lebanon, and Hezbollah is funded by two people, Iran and Syria. The Iranians basically give them weapons through the Syrians to Hezbollah. And Hezbollah, of course, in 2006, the Israelis went into southern Lebanon and had a war with them. And, of course, Nasrallah, who is the actual leader of Hezbollah, declared victory. Go figure. But here's the sobering incident, that apparently Hezbollah is able to retrofit Katyusha rockets with chemical warheads. Not only that, but the Iranians now are able to retrofit the Shahab 3 missiles with a nuclear warhead. The Shahab 3s can reach Tel Aviv from Iran. So the thing is heating up. We also know that Iran is on the march to procuring a nuclear weapon. Here's what most Americans don't understand, that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and most of the Iranians there are Shia Muslims. They're not Sunni Muslims. They are in the minority as far as the whole Islamic world. The Shia believe in what is called the Iman Mahdi. They are awaiting the last Iman Mahdi to come and bring this thousand-year peace, or this peace, to the world. But the Iman Mahdi will only manifest, listen to this, the Iman Mahdi will only manifest if there is chaos. There must be chaos in the world. And Ahmadinejad is a true believer of this. So for him, he says basically bring it on. He's gone on record. I've got a quote from him saying that he's willing to sacrifice over a third of his own people, a third of his own population, in order to bring about the chaos, which would then fulfill the prophecy of the Iman Mahdi coming and bringing peace to the world. So Ahmadinejad and the Iranians are no dummies. They know that we've got the Straits of Hormuz. We've got our aircraft carriers and naval ships there. We know that we've got a good presence in Iraq. So the Iranians realize that just about a month ago, the Israelis did a sortie, war games, up to Greece, which is about the same distance from Israel as it would be to Iran. So they're looking at a preemptive strike. The Iranians also know that the Israelis took out the Iraqi nascent nuclear ambitions. with, again, a preemptive strike, and the Israelis have done this before. So if you're an Iranian general, you're sitting there going, well, it's just a question of time before the Israelis hit us. So I'm saying, and what I think is going to happen, I think the Iranians are going to pull the plug first. In other words, I think they're going to go for it. I think they're going to attack Israel, which is why what we may be looking at is the combination of the fulfillment of the Isaiah 17 prophecy and the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy. I'm not a date setter. I have no idea when this is going to happen, but it's looming. You can see it. You can feel it. It's not going away. The saber rattling on both sides. The things are ramping up. This week there was another copycat suicide bulldozer guy, which took out a bunch of people. And here's the deal. And one of the Israelis said this so wonderfully. He said, "Can you imagine somebody doing this in Manhattan?" Taking a bulldozer and running down the street and, you know, and killing 20 people, there'd be absolute outrage. And yet the rural community, basically turns the other side. Well, it's just, you know, what they're doing over there. What most Americans don't understand, too, is that the whole idea of the Israeli-Palestinian issue was settled shortly after World War I, when the Turkish Empire was carved up after they lost the war. The French and the British came in and created new states. Those states were Iraq, Transjordan, which is now Jordan, Palestine, which is now Israel, and Syria. So the Jordanians now are populated by 75% so-called Palestinians. The Palestinians really have their own homeland, and of course that is in Jordan. And the Israelis have their ancient homeland of Israel, fulfilling prophecy Ezekiel 37. What I believe is going to happen, Dr. Stan, is this war is going to happen sooner than later. And it may spill out into this country in the sense of, and I write about this in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, the idea of a two-prong attack. And interestingly, that Bible code says exactly the same thing. And on the ninth of Av,
we're going to have to interrupt you. I want you to get your telephone number out one more time.
Okay, thank you, Dr.
Running out of time.
310-457-5564. 310-457-5564 to order the book. Or www.spiral, like a spiral staircase, Spiral of Life, where the blog is lamarzulli.wordpress.com.
And let me point out to our listeners that the Iranians are already digging the graves for the hundreds of thousands of people who are going to die. If you doubt this, go up on the Internet and Google in Iran 320,000 graves. And you'll find that they're in the process of digging them. They're telling the Iranians, of course, they're for the enemy soldiers. I think they're for the Iranian civilians who are going to be dying in the coming war. And I believe this war is very, very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for it. Begin to make your preparations fiscally, financially, but mainly spiritually, because these are difficult times. Lynn, God bless you. Please get that telephone number off to me, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The goal of Worldwide Biblical Zionists is to unite Bible believers all over the world who love Israel and want to build up Zion. Joel Bell and Sagiv Aslev will be sharing the vision of Worldwide Biblical Zionists and how you can become a member of this movement July the 29th from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan Baxter, Dr. Stan Baxter at the American Freedom Network, and a couple of interesting things on my emails this morning. Apparently, Mountain House, which produces freeze-dried fruit, and apparently some place called Oregon Freeze-Dried. Both of them no longer have number 10 tins. They're out at number 10 tin cans for putting their products in. You can get them in smaller cans, but ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be real food shortages in the very near future. If you have not made your preparations, why do it now? Whatever you do, there's lots of places you can get things. If you'd like information on Ready Reserve Foods, and we work with them, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and we'll send you out a catalog. But whatever you do, begin making the preparations. Understand that the world is changing, and it's changing very rapidly, and nobody's warning the American people. Everybody's waiting for things to get back to normal. When the recession ends, what makes you think the recession's going to end? We are moving into very difficult and challenging times, and all we can do is point out what's going on, ask you to tell other people what's taking place, and you can go to our website, listen to our programs at RadioLiberty.com. Great new section on our website called Other Videos. We have a section on videos, but you want to go to the other videos, and of course, this links to a lot of Ron Paul speeches, to all sorts of interesting material that you need to have, that other people need to hear, to understand that everything is changing. Our society is in the process of collapsing. We can no longer afford our empire, like every great empire, the Greek Empire, the Macedonian Empire, the Roman Empire, the British Empire. The American Empire is imploding because we don't have the money to finance it with. Our dollar is being destroyed. We're moving into difficult times. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, or the DVD that tells the story of the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. And the new DVD we put out called The Secret Knowledge. They both deal basically with the same material, although there's different information there. You need to get the syllabus that goes with the Forbidden Secret talk. You need to get our talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get our material, certainly on concentration camps, the DVD, Barbed Wire of America, the four tape set on concentration camps, the amazing clips where you'll actually hear Congressman Jack Brooks at the Iran-Contra hearings trying to bring the information out about the fact that there's a plan to suspend the Constitution and put people into concentration camps. And they don't want the American people to know that. You can also get that in something called the Sampler. It's inexpensive, just a short video clips, but some of the most important things you'll ever see to understand what's really going on. That's the Sampler, and it contains the Iran-Contra hearings. You're never going to see this on regular television. We did include it in my DVD, World Revolution, where you'll actually see the ambassadors into Cuba, the time of the revolution, of the Cuban Revolution, telling how the CIA and the State Department brought Fidel Castro to power in 1959, knowing he was a communist. They knew he was a communist, they brought him to power, but that's simply a manifestation of what we always talk about. We create the enemies. If you haven't seen my DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, you need to get that. My interview with Professor Sutton. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today. Till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos.